Because of a massive federal grant, Tampa is likely to be on one end of a bullet train that will connect to Orlando and eventually Miami. But whether passengers arriving in Tampa will have access to robust, interconnected transportation options could depend on the mood of Hillsborough voters this November to raise their own taxes. Today, Commissioner Jim Norman, who opposes that sales tax increase, accused supporters of trying to hide where much of the revenue would go by not including the term rail in the proposal. But Commissioner Mark Sharp, a leading supporter of the transit tax referendum, disagreed in this testy exchange between the two.
75% includes rapid transit.
Well, that's rail.
No, sir. Rapid transit.
Oh, out of town. That's okay. Rail. Okay.
Commissioner Norman, no, you asked me.
Okay.
Rapid transit includes, Mr. Armijo can address this as well, express bus. It includes bus rapid transit. It includes the 11 rapid transit corridors, which have been designated throughout the entire county. Rail consists right now of 2 of those corridors. So the other corridors consist of rapid transit meaning express bus, rapid transit.
The lion's share of this money goes to rail. You know it, the right of way, the construction, the operation. It goes to rail, Commissioner. You can put a bus out there and call it that, but the lion's share of this tax, Commissioner, is going to rail. That's why you're going to Charlotte. That's why you're going to Seattle. It's rail, Commissioner. It's not a bus. We could do buses. We could do a quarter cent and do buses, Commissioner.
75%, and it was Salt Lake, not Seattle.
Norman suggested that bus service could be enhanced with a quarter of a cent of CIT, or Community Investment Tax, funds instead of the penny sales tax increase. But Sharp said the county's road needs would still not be funded unless the 1 cent sales tax for transit passes, with a quarter of the revenue reserved for roads.
If this referendum does not go forward, there is no money for those road projects. And when, you know, I'm looking at Forbes magazine, February, if you have to commute to work, you could pick no worse place to live than Tampa Bay. That's because, according to Forbes, one of the most conservative sources in the nation, we ranked dead last in commute times. Best and worst cities for commuters, Tampa Bay ranked the worst.
If it passes, revenue from the transit referendum will likely be split. 3/4 will go toward mass transit, including rail, and the remaining 1/4 will go toward roads. Yesterday, the mayors of the 3 cities in Hillsborough wrote a letter to Commissioner Ken Hagan. They suggested that 90% of the revenue from the portion reserved for roads should go to projects in the unincorporated county during the first 10 years. The remaining 10% would be split between their 3 cities. That proposal passed today, 4-3, but Hagan acknowledges that there's still confusion about what will be included in November's referendum.
First of all, I do agree with Commissioner Norman that there's a lot of misinformation out there about this plan. If you read our emails, and I read every single one of them, many folks think this high-speed rail we're talking about. Others think this board is approving a tax increase, when clearly that's not the case. We're asking the voters their opinion on this issue.
The 3 commissioners who voted against the distribution percentages were Jim Norman and Al Higginbotham, who have opposed the tax increase from the beginning, and Rose Ferlita, who has supported the referendum in the past.
I'm a little bit uncomfortable with what I've got before me to make some valid decisions today.
Commissioner Norman.
And just let me just say one thing, because again, I was quoted about saying I don't think this is ever going to get done in November. I am supportive of it, but I again say that my support is conditional based on an anticipation that it will be a fair process and we will communicate everything we know and everything we think and defined language to the citizens so they will have that opportunity to look at the plan and decide what they want to do in November.